Winter Day Radio.
There is so much rejoicing in this life that God has given us, and we are glad that you have chosen to be with us on this beautiful, thankful Thursday morning. It is our 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. We gather together under the theme, Rejoice in Hope. Thursday morning, 3 days done, two more to go. It has been an incredible week, so we have all expectation that our Lord will give us another fantastic day here at Mater Dei Radio. Good morning.
Yeah, rejoice and be glad. Rejoice in hope is exactly right. Today is the day the Lord has made. It just seems like he made this one better. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that's true, but it just seems like it. As we got up this morning, there's just this anointing over the place this morning. I'm just absolutely convinced that this is going to be a beautiful, wonderful day. It's already, we've already determined, already thank God that it's going to be perfect because it's according to his plan.
Absolutely. And in fact, we're going to do our best to join together. We've got goals today to get to, but you know what? We don't have to stress about it. God already knows the people who are going to be calling in today. And here at Mater Dei Radio, we send thanks, we send praise, and we pray for your intentions. And we don't even know what they are, but God does.
Gotta love it. And what a wonderful point. You know, the Lord tells us, we know in the scriptures that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given unto us a spirit of love, of power, and a sound mind. We can have confidence in that thing, and we know that he has set our steps into place, and we don't need to let that fear and anxiety come over us in any way, brothers and sisters. And I proclaim that today. If you have that in your life, turn to the Lord. I'm not saying he'll take the issue away. He'll build your confidence in him so that you don't have to be anxious about that thing.
Absolutely. You know, yesterday was a wonderful Wednesday. We finished so strong. Ooh, and yeah. I even went home last night, and it was a long night for sure. And it was darkness again, and I was weary, and the good deacon was home, warm home, ready to welcome me. He said, how did it go? And I said, I never knew that we could laugh so much. Yeah. And talking to a Catholic funeral home director, Dan Saris was with us last night. Right. We were joyful because he is that reminder, and he reminded all of us that the real joy, it's waiting for us in heaven, and he gets to walk with people in difficult times, but he relies on that joy of everlasting life. And so, you know, before we get too far into today, Rolando is with us today, our new executive director here at Mater Dei Radio. Some pledges came in overnight. We had to finish up that hour, and I know we want to thank some people so that way we are ready to start this day anew.
We do. Yeah, we have a few thank yous to give here, and one to Martin from Holy Rosary Parish in Portland. Thank you so much for your donation. We'd also like to thank Don and Susan from Holy Redeemer in Vancouver.
Oh, thank you.
And they asked for prayers for their mother. She is in for her health.
Okay.
So we will definitely be praying for that. And thank you for your support of Mater Dei Radio.
All right. So we have a very special morning for you all today. It is Fall Share-a-thon. So let's get it started here. You know, we have just incredible models. You think about the people in your life. Our parents are there guiding us. I've had wonderful teachers in my life, even youth ministers that really helped me deepen my faith during those maybe troublesome high school years that set me up for college years. And then there are our friends, the saints. And here at Mater Dei Radio, we have a good friend. She joins us on air every year for Share-a-thon, and you can hear her on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Julie Ondurko, wonderful to have you with us because I love your line. You tell us about the lives of the saints because just like us, sometimes they got it wrong before they got it right. Mm. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Brenda. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me again.
So we always have this discussion, and you join us maybe monthly, and we go through some of these big saints. And what I laugh is because every time we talk about a new saint, you say the same thing. Oh, this is my favorite saint. And then we have another saint. Oh, this one is my favorite saint. It is basically, there's a tie. So this is what I found out, though. Your favorite saint, it is a tie between all of them. They are all your favorite saints. Why are our saints, who some of them lived thousands of years ago, why are they such great models for us today, in this time, in this place, in Portland, Oregon, in the year 2025?
Because they're on the journey with us through the body of Christ. Hey, Rolando. They're on the journey with us, and they've been there ahead of us. And their job is to get us into heaven along with Jesus and his mission. Like, their job is to get everybody to heaven. So they have a vested interest in us, especially we're like their little brothers and sisters. Like, they're our elders. And they're like, okay, this is how you do it. Have you had a big brother, a big sister help you? And how could you pick, if you had a family of many brothers and sisters, who's your favorite? Well, you might have a favorite, but at certain times in your life, a certain one is the one that is most efficacious for you, mm-hmm. right? And that, like if you had a big sister and you were having children and she already had children, she might be the one who's just helping you then. But then if you struggled with something at work or you were the father in the family, then a big brother might be one who had gone through a job loss or whatever, you know. Or if you had a health issue, the one who had a health issue might be the one that can really speak to your situation. But I did find that isn't always true. There doesn't have to be common ground. The common ground is that they're with Jesus and they love the way he loves. So I know it's odd, but think about it. Thérèse of Lisieux, she is like the go-to saint for criminals and men addicted to pornography. And there's no common ground there at all. What it is that she loves the sinner and she hates the sin, and she doesn't see it. She sees the soul that needs to be saved, and in very simplistic terms, goes to bat for them in profound ways. I don't know in modern times if there's been a saint in modern times who's answered as many prayers specifically as she has. Maybe Saint Jude, but I wouldn't say he's a modern saint. We need to get over that hangup that we have a common ground, because I know with John the 23rd, whose feast day was this month, that he's the one that put me on this road. He called me. He sent me on my mission. Mm. He did. And I didn't know who he was. I was the most ignorant Catholic of all. Like, I was Catholic. I knew that there was a succession and that Peter was the Pope. And at that time, I knew Benedict was. I was aware of John Paul II. I knew there was a succession. I didn't know the names, didn't know what a council was and all that. So, and he had like 17 cousins and brothers and sisters living under the same house in poverty. And, you know, I grew up in a small town in Oregon on a farm. So we had nothing in common, nothing. And yet he was the one that reached out to me. So I think that the saints that get assigned to us, so we already know that Mother Mary, she's a saint. She is the mother of God, but she's a saint, queen of saints. Jesus gave her to us. So we have her, we know that. And we have our guardian angel, we know that, because the Lord gave those two to us. But there's others that will be assigned to us at different times in our life. And we may connect with them because we identify, and we may not, like me, like with John the 23rd. And boy, do I love him. And it was an odd thing. I see him more as a big brother than a father, but that's, you know, that's the way that relationship came down. And he introduced me to Thérèse. He introduced me to Francis de Sales, and I'm like, what's all this Thérèse and Francis de Sales stuff keep coming up, you know, after I met him? And then I found out they were his go-tos that helped him, and I thought, okay, something's going on here. So,
oh my God, that is amazing. Now, you recognize that voice. That is Julie Ondurko. She is the host of Mater Dei Radio Show, Your Next Mission from God. We have a mission this Thursday morning. You know, Brian, or Dave, we have hit every goal this Share-a-thon, every hour, each day, and we have got two more days to get all of the rest of these goals taken care of. So we're going to ease into this thankful Thursday. We have a $2,000 goal dollar for dollar matched.
Ooh,
like, it's like okay. a heavenly friend walking with each one of those donations that's just there. Always, yeah. right from the beginning. So if you'd make that donation now and you want to pay it over the next year, well, that match comes directly and immediately to Mater Dei Radio. And I would say this, too. Maybe along with your pledge today, whether you do it online or you're going to be the first person to give us a call, let us know if there is a special saint that you turn to. Maybe it was your confirmation patron saint. Maybe it's a saint over maybe the last month that for some reason they keep popping into your life and they're there to help teach you something. Maybe it's like today's saint, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. She brought forward this beautiful devotion for all of us to know about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Julie, do you know anything that you can tell us about Margaret Mary? Mary Margaret.
What I know about her is that she loved Jesus and that his heart was hurt at that time in history when he appeared to her. His heart was hurt. He knew that people needed the love and instead of the sternness of God or the judgment of God. People were becoming very afraid and scrupulous, and he wanted them to know that his heart was open and he was approachable. And that is the mercy of God. You know, and so that's the main message, is that Jesus's heart bleeds for you. He loves you so much, if only you knew, and he is approachable no matter what you've done or no matter what your situation is or what was done to you. You know, sometimes being a victim will make us feel like we can't approach the love of God, you know, and we need healing. And Jesus's heart is the place to get healed. You know, he came on the scene of history as the healer. That's how he came when he first came, you know, like he was healing everybody. This is the Messiah, the sign. I will heal you. I will bind up your wounds. The blind shall see and the lame will walk. And really, he's not rescuing us from this world, but in that sense, but he's joining us with us, sharing in all our sufferings, and then taking us to heaven for ultimate healing with him. The devil doesn't win. It's just, we're just never alone. And his heart is there. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are, what you've done. His heart is there. And if there's a voice saying that you can't approach him, that's the devil. Just don't even listen to it. You know, just you belong to him. You're his child. And this is the thing. You are his child. You really are. Okay, you are, because you were made in the image and likeness of God, and then you are in the body of Christ, in the family through baptism. Either way, you belong to the Lord. You don't belong to the devil. You just don't. And what he'll go after is your identity. He'll say, you couldn't possibly be a child of God. You couldn't possibly have that status in the world and universe and all creation. You couldn't possibly be loved that much. But he did the same thing to Jesus 40 days in the desert. He said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, turn the stones into bread. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. You know, we always predicated it on if you are the Son of God. He went after his identity. So what we need to do is step into identity. Even if we don't believe it, go to Jesus in prayer and let him show you who you are. Who you are. There's so much hope in knowing who you are. I know Faustina, like she said, once she realized who she was, she said, oh, I realize I'm of royal stock. I realized that you know, I have to be about great and holy things. My vision has changed because now I'm beginning to know who I am. And that had to happen before she received her mission.
Wow. All right. It's only Thursday morning, and we are on fire here for the love of God. And Julie Ondrko is leading this hour. That is incredible. And I love that. Our identity. And we need to remind ourselves of that all the time. Not only who we are, but whose
Amen.
We are. So Amen. Thank you for that reminder. Julie Ondrko is with us this morning. So, Dave, we need somebody to be the first caller today. That's what we're ready for, though.
Yeah, and one of the things that we learned from the saints is they travel in packs, right? You when you find one saintly person, you find other saintly people around them. It's by God's design, brothers and sisters. He did not design us to walk alone, but to walk together. Mater Dei Radio is built on the support of thousands, thousands and thousands. There are people that work here every day. There are people that push buttons. people that have lovely, beautiful, wonderful voices, that have morning shows, all that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. It takes thousands to make this thing happen. And we are all equalized when we come together and we partner on this thing, because you take one piece out and guess what? It doesn't work. You take a few pieces out and it crashes very quickly. We are looking for 11 of you. 11 of you this morning. We have $2,000 as our goal, but we have a $2,000 matching pledge. That means this could be a $4,000 hour. And so I'm going to ask you, will 11 of you step forward boldly, proclaiming, as we've been talking about, your identity in Christ, son and daughter of God, that we might work together to fulfill the Great Commission, to go therefore and preach the good news to all nations. 888-823-5286, 823-5286. Looking for 11. We're about to go to break here in a minute or two. We'd love to get four on the line. Bam. One in honor of the Father, one in honor of the Son, one in honor of the Holy Spirit, and then one in honor of Our Lady. That call in honor of the Father has come in now. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. MaterDeiRadio.com. Or on the Hail Mary media app. Julie, I love the fact that you said that St. John the 23rd, and I want to kind of get a little more information on this. St. John the 23rd introduced himself to you in a miraculous way. I think that there, before you even knew him, I have to tell
yes,
you.
I didn't know who he was.
The saint that I walk with is Blessed John Paul I. Blessed John Paul I. I knew nothing about him. I mean, he was introduced to me in a... quite frankly, in a dream, and I didn't even know who it was. And a couple of months later, I saw the picture of him. I went, oh my goodness, that's the guy from my dream. And so I've been walking with him ever since. He was the one, and I'm sure he was the guy that got the short straw up in heaven, you know, and said, God said, you got to walk with him. Everybody else is throwing their hands up. But in any case, I turned to him in the most, the times of great need in my life, and he always comes through. It's just been confirmed over and over and over again that he has been assigned to me. And they often say that. We don't choose the saints. They say the saints choose us. I think the Lord God assigns particular saints to us, like guardian angels, to intercede on our behalf, if we'll ask him. We have to say, Lord, I would like the intercession of the angels and the saints in heaven, and maybe even a saint to accompany me. It's a good thing to do, and I believe God hears that prayer.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'll share a story, too. The good deacon woke up one morning, and he was writing something down, because he keeps a notepad just when he is inspired, and he said, I just had a dream, and there was a man in my dream, and there was a light coming from his hands, and they were kind of raised in a certain way. And so he wrote it down. It was last year, 2024, we had led a group of people on a pilgrimage to Italy, and we spent 2 days in San Giovanni Rotondo, which is the home of Padre Pio. You know, we went all over the town, and there were these statues of Padre Pio. Hands not, he goes, no, that's not him. His hands weren't down like that. They were up. And as we came around into this kind of open square area, there was a monument in the center, and it had a full-size statue of Padre Pio.
Hands up.
Hands up. Oh, my goodness. Scott looked, and he goes, that's him. Yeah. That's him. So a year or two before we ever went on that pilgrimage, Padre Pio was calling him to come to Italy to bring people with him, so that way we may know not Padre Pio, but know Christ.
Amen.
Know Christ. Because again, with the saints, it's never about them. So perhaps maybe today, if you are making a pledge, whether you go on a line to materdeiradio.com or you make that phone call, maybe just share with us who that saint is that has walked with you your whole life, or maybe that saint who's been tapping your shoulder recently that is urging you in a certain direction. We would love to know who that is and pray for their intercession in your life. Julianne Durko is joining us this hour. She is the host of Your Next Mission from God. Julie, we're going to go into a break. We're going to talk more about the saints and more about Mater Dei Radio when we come back. So stay with us. Rejoice. Isn't there like a nice, beautiful song about rejoice in the Lord always again?
I say rejoice. Yeah, no doubt.
Again, I say he's constantly reminding us. Mm. Yeah, the battle is won. Whatever we are going through in this world, those are all things to distract us from what we were truly created for, which was heaven. And we have been talking with different Catholic schools in the area this year as kids are going back. And the focus of some of them in all their curriculum now is we are educating children. Yes, that's important. But most importantly, we are getting them ready for heaven. That's the job. Mm. That is what we are supposed to do. College is important. Yes, they will get good education. Yes, but we need to make them ready for heaven so that way they can continue this faith throughout the rest of their life and remain on fire with it.
I'm finishing up a book, and the book is called Fatherhood by the Book. Fatherhood by the Book. Three scriptural principles for dads. The first principle, it goes to this conversation, the importance of the name. What name do you prayerfully consider and discern for your child? Because that name should have them looking up to another individual, a saint proclaimed by the church, someone from the scriptures, someone that they can look at and say, I'm named after that person, so I want to live like that person. I want them as my role model. And so, yes, we have this, my goodness, this family of faith, these elder brothers and sisters in the Lord that the church has proclaimed to be in heaven. And the ones that they have proclaimed to be in heaven are so numerous, we're still meeting members of the family that I've never heard of, even the ones that are proclaimed to be in the church. And it's great. Every time you meet one of these saints that you've never heard of, proclaimed by the church, you have to say, it's like a family reunion. Like I'm meeting an uncle that I didn't know about. And I just love hearing all the details of these saints that I've never heard before, who lived lives so beautifully that they were proclaimed as being present with the Lord in heaven from the moment of their death.
Oh, absolutely. Our saints are our friends, and they walk with us, and they have much to teach us. And again, they also can teach by their own life example, because, you know, you think about St. Augustine, like, he messed stuff up sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, right. Yeah.
He most certainly did, but he got it right in the end.
That's his famous line. Lord, make me a saint, but not yet.
Yeah,
weekend. I got plans. I want to be holy, but let me have
can
a little
we do
fun
it
this
later?
Weekend.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How real
absolutely.
Is that?
Yeah, the country song that said, you know, everybody want to go to heaven, they just don't want to go right now. Like, yeah, I do. I'm ready. I want to be in heaven. That's the goal.
That is the goal. And now our goal is this hour to walk with Julian Durko. She is joining us this hour of Fall Share-a-thon. Our goal, $2,000 match dollar for dollar. Our update, we have $350 in this hour.
Go.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. $1,650 to go. $1,650 to go for this hour. We can get there.
Amen. Going to get there.
Our executive director, Rolanda Moreno, joining us this morning. More thank yous to give. Good morning. Did you rest well yesterday?
I did rest well. Yeah, I stayed with the good sisters there here in Beaverton, and it just was a nice, quiet evening there. I feel like I had the place all to myself, so it was quite nice. I would like to thank Carol from St. Mary Magdalene Parish, or the Madeline.
The Madeline.
In Portland. She would like prayer for her friend, and she has terminal cancer and was given 2 months to live. For everyone who is suffering from a healthcare crisis, so let us keep her and those intentions in prayer. But thank you for your gift, as well as Antonio from Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee, says hi to Julie and to Tom, and thanks for their support on this journey.
Julie is waving on her and friends of yours, Julie.
Yes, love Antonio Mercedes. Yes.
Thank you so for that pledge.
I'd like to, Carolyn called in asking for prayers for a friend who has terminal cancer, going to be, looks like a couple of months here on this earth. Let's take just a minute and pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, I thank you first and foremost for Carolyn, for her care for this friend. You know the situation, you know the timing. But Father, I thank you that you are accompanying this individual, that you have laid out the rest of her life perfectly, that she might be ready to meet you face to face. Father, we thank you that you are ministering to her, that your angels surround her, that Our Lady is there present with her as well. And I thank you for every single minute of her life preceding this and every single minute of her life to come. And Father, I thank you for that moment. I thank you for it. Give you glory for that moment when she closes her eyes to this world. And before we even know that she is gone, she is encountering you face to face with unveiled face, seeing you as you truly are. We thank you for that moment. And we thank you that she will be prepared for it. We pray, of course, as you encourage us to do, that your healing hand would be upon her, but always acknowledging that that ultimate healing is when we are home free with you. So we entrust her to your care in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Now, look, go up and down your FM dial. Go up and down your AM dial. Where are you going to find a radio station, a message on the radio where there is prayer and profound and deep prayer for the needs of other people that, well, they have needs? Here, 88.3, or if you're down south in KMME country, 94.9 or 100.5, that's where you will hear this message. It's only Mater Dei Radio. It is our ladies' radio station, and we are asking all of our listeners this morning to please take a moment and to make this pledge right now, and we would love to know what saint has been following you throughout your life.
Amen. Amen to that. 888-823-5286.
The website. You can listen to it on the website, right? And then also the Hail Mary Media app. That those two things, like, well, people aren't always on the radio anymore. You know, there's the digital age. And we have to remember that we can get the live message from Mater Dei those other ways. And I did need to make a correction. I said Antonio and Mercedes, but it could have been Antonio and Tommaso, because I have two Antonios I love from Christ the King. So whichever Antonio it was, I love you both. Actually, you're just my friends, and I do remember you, and I pray for you often. I miss my community there.
Oh, we miss you terrible. But you know what? It's wonderful through technology. We are connected so closely. We can pull you up right here on the screen, just like you are our friend sitting right here in the studio. Julie, you bring up an excellent point, too, to go on the line to materdeiradio.com or download the free Hail Mary Media app. It doesn't cost anything to download. You have access to this library of Catholic prayers, morning offerings. You also have novenas. Join us pretty regularly here at Mater Dei Radio. We invite you to join us in praying novenas. You also have access to our podcast. So look, if you went to the Hail Mary Media app, you opened up the little podcast window and then looked up your next mission from God, all of Julie's shows are there, and they are ordered by the name of the saint.
Oh, praise
God.
So
if you have, if it's a saint day, did you do what, like, so for some of our October saints, who, what are some of the shows that they could find in October on the lives of the saints?
There's Therese of Lisieux. I think there's Faustina, John the 23rd. Oh, there's just, you know,
yeah, countless. There's so many. Look, 152 episodes, 152 lives of the saints that you can find. Of course, earlier, like right at the beginning of the month, we celebrated our guardian angels. And I talked to Father Wolfgang Seitz. He is in town right now. He is doing retreats over at Our Lady of Peace Retreat. And also, I think he's going to be up north at Holy Redeemer in the coming weeks to do a talk on the guardian angels. I mean, we, each one of us, have from the moment of our conception, our guardian angel is there.
I think the latest show is the guardian angel show. I think that's the latest one latest new one that is posted. And it's just amazing. Like, your guardian angel was created for you at the moment when time began, when God created all the angels at once, right? Yours was, and they're not recycled. It isn't like somebody dies and you get their leftover angel when you die.
I needed a fresh one.
They're our friend for all eternity. They're to walk, they help us get to heaven and walk with us straight into eternity. And we need to be mindful of them. Like I said, John the 23rd, he had an incredible relationship with his guardian angel. And he was known for being able to make diplomatic things happen that were considered impossible on the world stage prior to and during World War II, like impossible. And he was assigned these things, right? And he would send his guardian angel ahead of him to communicate with all the guardian angels of everybody he was going to meet with. And they laid the groundwork for him. And also, I remember, you know, Brenda, I think you've interviewed Mike Aquilina. He had trouble with his teenage son. And he said that his spiritual director said, you know, greet your son's angel when you're going to walk into a room and your son is there. Greet the angel before you greet your son. And it was really, really helpful with that relationship. So our angels are such an incredible gift from God, and we don't often aren't mindful of them. And the other thing is that they have this super high intellect. They are so superior to us intellectually. You know, they're a person, a spiritual person without a corporal body like us, just a spiritual body. But they are, God named them. They have an angel name, and in English, I don't know what it is. They might reveal it to you. But they're not pets. We don't name them. You know, that is something that it would be disrespectful. Oh, I'm going to name, you're this great gift from God and this great intellect to help me, and now I'm going to name you and treat you like a pet. No, there are servants in this way that they're humble and they want us to get to heaven. Francis de Sales always said, you know, employ your guardian angels, you know, in your temporal and spiritual needs, both, everything. And those times when you have near misses and you think, wow, that could have gone bad. I could have gone over that cliff or whatever. There are times when we're like, wow, that, you know, and think about it. Somebody was advocating for you. I mean, think about a child. How many close calls children have when they're growing up? We can't watch, you know what I mean? They do. And Bishop Sheen used to say, that's proof of guardian angels, all the different ways that a child could be hurt or get in trouble. They still do, but I mean, when you think of the multitudes, there's no explanation except help from your guardian angel. And I just think we need to be more grateful for them and get to know them, because they're in the body of Christ too. They are a saint. They're in the body of Christ too, our angels are. And the other thing I wanted to say is that, you know, the Lord gave us a mission. He came on this earth for a mission. We get to join him in the mission to save as many souls as possible. And we are to do the corporal works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy. And we are to evangelize the world for Christ. That's the primary mission of the church, to bring souls into Christ and to do all those works of mercy. And by supporting a radio station like this, we do them all. Because when we have conversion, we converted somebody and now they're serving the poor. We have conversion, we saved a soul for heaven through Jesus Christ's grace in these airwaves from the radio station. It is a way of multiplying your work. So you are, you know, there's sheep and goats. They get separated at the end of time. You don't want to be a goat, honestly. And the goats are the ones who didn't minister to Jesus. And we minister to him, to their hearts, by giving them hope, by hearing the message, by praying for them, and by their conversion, which then in turn helps others. This is a way to do it, donating to a radio station. I used to work at the Christ the King Parish and the Madeline Parish, both as the director of evangelization. And I will tell you that the radio station, people would come and say, oh, I've been listening to this program on Mater Dei, and wow, I never heard it answered that way. I didn't understand. And so now I'm listening to this. Now I'm praying the rosary. And it's like you can have a conversation with them in a way. It's not intimidating at all, because they have the option to turn it off and they don't, because it grabs them. It's such hope. It just grabs them. So there's nothing like you're not confronted with a person face to face. You get to just receive. And the explanations for the Catholic Church, all truth leads to it. It just does, mm-hmm. You know? And so I can't say more how much I support the radio station, that it is the way to the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. It is the way to not be a goat and not end up being separated. And Jesus said, I don't know who you were just because you said, Lord, Lord. It is a way to convert people and to love people and to give people hope, because we're all in this together and the saints are with us and we're a body on earth. In purgatory and in heaven, we are a body. And so I'm sorry, I went on.
No, not at all. We are hanging on each one of your words, Julie. Absolutely. We are together in this. And thank God in heaven, that he gives us the saints, he gives us a guardian angels, he gives us his son to guide us and lead us, that Christ would open his heart out of love for each and every one of us. Julian Jerko is with us this morning. It is Fall Share-a-thon, so we have got a hill to climb. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to kind of straighten some things out. We're going to go into a break, and then when we come back, we are going to get the phone ringing. We are going to get people online making their pledges, getting those pledges dinging. And together, we're going to get to this goal this hour. So stay with us through the break here at Mater Dei Radio. And we are back this thankful Thursday morning. Look, we have our coffee is working on. We've got this beautiful sunrise coming up across the valley. And we have the wonderful Julie Andurko joining us this hour. We have got a $2,000 goal to get to this morning. And so we are going to start getting these phones ringing and the bells dinging. Julie Andurko is with us. So just for our listeners, just for one more time, just remind them why Catholic radio is so important now more than ever, both with our radio signal and the message that we have on the line for people.
I think one of the reasons is your theme this year, hope. It gives people hope that is real, not imagined, not manufactured to kind of just placate somebody. It is real hope that comes from Jesus Christ and the saints. The hope. Because our world can be pretty despairing, you know, war and illness and politics and all these things can weigh on us. And we need to hear the message of hope and the reality of the unseen world and the seen world, everything together. We need to have a vision that is real, a real vision of what is going on here. We're on earth for one reason, and that is to get ourselves and as many people as we can to heaven. We are on the earth to join Jesus in his mission to save souls. And so when we are, and we do this in many ways, by being kind, someone sees your example, by preaching the gospel, by answering questions, by just giving a message of hope when people are pretty dire. I mean, sometimes a smile or a hug or a word of encouragement. You know, one of the worst things for a human being, the worst thing, is discouragement. That is a thing that will really get to us. So hope is so important. And when we have hope in Christ, we have hope that's eternal. And we can have hope for our loved ones, even like through the divine mercy. You know, like through the divine mercy and God's outside of time. Because of St. Faustina, her big yes to Jesus, we have this message. And John Paul II, of course, he brought that message to us in fulfillment on, you know, in the year 2000 when he canonized her and gave us Divine Mercy Sunday. But this is a message of hope, because even Faustina said that souls, when they're crossing over, that, you know, they reach a point where the body no longer reacts. And don't lose hope, because your prayers give them grace to say yes to the Lord. And when he turns to them with his mercy, they're often habitual. They're habitually saying no to God. But this Divine Mercy Chaplet, it just like softens a heart to say yes to Jesus. And Jesus told her, if the soul just turns to me in this moment, and there's no evidence on the body that's still here, you know, they're dying maybe, because the Divine Mercy Chaplet is for the dying. If they just turn to me, I rush in to fill the gap. I will not deny them. And the message also says that the heavens are astounded by his mercy. Now, the heavens, the angels, they've seen the creation. They've seen the rising of Jesus from the dead. They've seen the splitting of the Red Sea. They've seen incredible things. And yet, with all that incredibleness that they have seen, they're astounded by God's mercy, because it's so, like, no one could be that merciful. Nobody could be that merciful. And yet our God is. And this is not to take him for advantage of, and this is not to be presumptuous, which is a sin, but it is to trust him and remembering he got us out of time. So the hope I would give people, everyone's big thing now is they're caring about a relative that has died or is living that they are so afraid will not make it. Mm-hmm. And so make a sacrifice for them. And sacrifice can be fasting. It can be giving money to something like this that produces such abundant fruit. You know, like Ashley Michiké said in the message, you know, they gave to where they felt it was sacrificial a little bit. These things all I'll add to that and praying that that divine mercy for them too. It connects us with the body of Christ.
Absolutely.
Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. That is like, what do we do at the Mass? We offer the body, blood, soul, and divinity, right? So we're just capitalizing on all what the Lord gave us. He's so generous, he even tells us how to do it. You know, oh, well, here, you want to save souls? Here, this is how you do it. But please, please, please give to this radio station, because I firsthand have talked to multiple people. You came into the church, or their lives were changed, or they say, oh, I wouldn't miss this program. It just, it held me through the hardest time in my life.
Sure.
It is really good. Connecting us to God's love, the community. We're not alone. We have a family on earth now and in heaven and in purgatory. It's just amazing. And I just want to say thank you to Mater Dei for all you do, because you are just wonderful. And I love all of you. I feel so honored that you let me have your program. I just do.
Oh, Julie, we love you too. We love your energy, and we love the way that you love our Lord and the saints that you bring forward on your show every week to tell us more about. You are a gift to Mater Dei Radio. So thank you so much for being with you. We're going to say goodbye now, because now it's the time for us to get to work. Dave, you and I, we've got to get those phones ringing. We got to get those bells ringing.
Thank you, Julie. Here we go. Here is that telephone number, 888-823-5286. What wonderful reminders of the value of Catholic radio. What wonderful reminders of our obligation, brothers and sisters, our commission to go forward and preach this wonderful news. Not just good news, the best news ever. And the teachings of the church that Jesus himself founded on the Apostle Peter. Can you be a part of it? We were looking for 11 phone calls, online gifts, or gifts on the app at the beginning of the hour. We are two in. We are nine to go with 8 minutes to go. We can still accomplish all of that. We can get five of you, six of you even, on the phone, and then a couple giving online or on that app. If you are ready to go, we need your help, because we have matching pledge dollars, and this is the first hour of this, the fourth day. We need to start off with a lot of good participation. So, if you are ready, here is that telephone number. 888-823-5286. If you're listening right now, I truly believe this is an invitation for you. It is not by chance that you're listening right now. It's not by chance that you have some monies that you could share with us. The good news is God has provided for our every need here at Mater Dei Radio. The other side of that is he's put it into your checking and savings account, and we need you to transfer some of that over. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. A bit of a mountain to climb, Brenda, but we can get there. MaterDeiRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. This is going to be a fabulous, fantastic 6 or 7 minutes. If you've already given your gift of support, don't go anywhere, because you're about to see an outpouring of grace and an incredible response that will happen even in these last few minutes. Completely unpredictable, right? We've had two gifts in 53 minutes, but we're about to get nine in six. 888-823-5286.
Oh, and we'd like to thank Joyce. She was listening to Julie on Durko. She said, thanks to Julie's recordings, she is learning about the lives of the saints. And Joyce, we can assure you, we will be praying for you as well. All right. So
that's three, and now looking for eight.
Eight more to go. Mm-hmm. What can you give us a call in any amount? Because look, this is what we were talking about when we created that matching fund, is that people will go in during the week and go, I don't have much to give. I just have this small amount. That's okay. Give us a call, even with that small amount, because we will double
it. Yeah, we get to double it.
That's exactly what that matching fund was created for. So in any amount, and remember also, let us know who your special saint is. 888-823-5286. These hours are getting very critical now. An update, $765 in, $1,235 to go.
$1,235 and an online gift. There we go. Now down to seven. Need seven additional gifts. 5 minutes to get there. 888-823-5286. Let's get a trinity of phone calls. We'd love to hear that phone ringing. So thankful for all of you who are going online to MatreDayRadio.com and on the app. But we have volunteers standing by ready to take your telephone calls. They're here because they believe in the mission of Matre Day Radio. So if you have an extra minute and you can get on that phone, you're going to bring great joy to their lives as they have an opportunity to speak to you, a member of the family of Matre Day Radio. 888-823-5286. Just 4 minutes left. Let's get those phones ringing.
All right.
888-823-5286. You're going to make me do it.
Oh, no. Yep. Already this morning?
No, I have to do it. Here we go.
Okay.
Bam. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thine mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Look what you made me do. I'm sicking my mom on you. 888-823-5286. She's out there doing the work. One call in, now looking for six more. 888-823-5286. St. Teresa of Calcutta said the praying the Memorare had never failed her. Always.
You know, here at Mater Dei Radio, every day at noon, we pray the Angelus, and then we pray Mother Teresa's Flying Novena.
Oh, you play the Flying Novena every day.
Oh, we do nine of those.
No wonder there's so much grace on this place.
And then one in Thanksgiving for all those answered prayers. And
I love
that. And we ask Our Lady, and we use also that prayer in thanksgiving to Our Lady for all of the gifts she bestows upon us. Mater Dei Radio, this is her radio station.
We need her help right now because we're just 3 minutes left.
This is her radio station. We are asking you to call in. We did get a phone call in, so I'm sure that there is just a little bit closer to that goal. We need $1,235.
Yeah.
$1,235, all that remains for this goal. And these hours become real critical as we get closer to the end of Share-a-thon, because, you know, we talk about when we don't meet goals, then that the remainder is pushed on to the next hour. You know, maybe if it was Monday or Tuesday, we would have been able to have many hours ahead to be able to make that up. We don't, because as we get closer to the end, the goals get bigger. So we need to do as much as we can each and every hour that we are on the air. So we have $1,235 to go. And 2 minutes to get us there.
Yeah, somebody take that $35 off the board. Can you do that? That $35 for us, brothers and sisters, becomes $70 because we have a matching pledge. If someone could step forward with that significant gift, that $100 a month or $1,200 as a one-time gift, all kinds of wonderful gifts associated with that. We're not going to tell you about those gifts yet because we need to get... Oh, we got the bell ringer.
We got the bell ringer.
Okay, so we're going to be giving an update here in just a minute. Still looking now for five more calls and or gifts online.
And the bell goes
ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Bam! Frank, I'm busy right now. You can't interrupt me. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, looking for four now, just four more now for these next 90 seconds. Can you call? Can you go online, make that call, or go to the Hail Mary Media app? 888-823-5286.
1 minute left with that bell ringer. We have gone a significant way in there. $235 left.
Right.
$235 left. Who can call in with that last $235? With 1 minute left.
And that's $235 is a one-time gift or give $20 a month. If you could do that, $20 a month, that will cover that. And we would receive the rest of those matching pledge dollars. I'm going to slow down for just a minute because we need that phone call. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. MatreDayRadio.com. Got a gift online that's going to chip away a bit. Could you do, would you do, would you prayerfully consider making that $20 a month gift at 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com. We'll give you an update on the other side of the break.